is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I send them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete. RJ Salveson, Dave Denton, Zane Peterson here on Turnbuckle Trash. Thank you for tuning in with us. We appreciate you. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash and on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Dave, I'm going to be flat out honest. I have not paid a single dime of attention to Lucha or ROH in the last, I'd say, 3 weeks. And I'm I know you text me and I see it on Facebook. Lucha's got great stuff going on. You need to catch us up, though. And catch me up, actually.
Yeah. Lucha Underground Season 3. Now, they do their TV different. They do a season.
Okay.
So they'll be, the next 4 weeks, doing Ultima Lucha Tres R3. They're doing hour-long programs. It's kind of like a pay-per-view to end their season, but four different ones. This week, they had one of the most, well, I'll get into that in just a little bit. Tejano, who's going to be in Salt Lake City in November, was part of this with a match with Famous B, who's a manager. And Famous B won by hook and crook, and now he's going to be the manager of Tejano. Also, there was Dr. Wagner Jr., a Lucha superstar, who recently was on Mask at a AAA promotion in Mexico City. Then, the craziest match I have watched. Oh, my word. Juice, you got to find this one. A wrestler named Killshot goes against a wrestler named Dante Fox. The backstory is they were both in Special Forces together. And something happened when they were in Special Forces, and now they hate each other. And they've been beating up each other for a long, long time. This match was called War is Hell Match. It was three different matches on the same night. Match number one, First Blood. Match number two, no disqualification. Match number three, it was just basically called an ambulance match. They knocked it so far out of the park. A pane of glass was brought into the ring. A big, huge pane of glass. They set it up like a table. And Killshot went through this pane of glass. Blood all over his back. They never cleaned the ring. So Killshot, First Blood, he lost. The second round, the no disqualification, not only the glass there, but they bring out a board that has barbed wire on it and a power bomb from Killshot onto Dante Fox through that board with that blood all over this guy's back. He had blood on his hands where he would put his hands down into that glass. The referee had cuts on his hands where he had gotten down. It was wild. It was dangerous. And at times I was going, they went too far. Then in the third round, which was the ambulance match, these guys, I don't know how they kept, and maybe they did wind up in the hospital afterwards. There was a spot where they put Killshot onto a chair, laying down over the chair. Dante Fox did a leg drop on his back, put him through the chair, bent the chair all up. Then there was another pane of glass that was set up. They were wrestling on a bandstand that was up high, and Killshot basically grabbed a bottle of liquor and just bashed it over this guy's head, and he fell from this bandstand onto this plate of glass. Glass shattered everywhere. Now, it didn't make, you know, big shards of glass. You know, the safety glass now just shatters. So that's how they got away with it. It's kind of like going through thumbtacks. It was one of the hardest core matches I have seen, a hardcore match in a long time. Incredible. You got to see this match. Incredible. How they kept from killing each other, I'll never know.
Killshot versus Dante Fox, huh?
Dante Fox,
anything, yes, on the line? A title or anything?
No, it was a grudge
no
match.
No way.
Yeah. Next week, one of the featured matches is going to be our buddy, Marty the Moth Martinez. The Moth, I love the Moth. He's going up against Phoenix, and it's a hair versus mask match. Marty is being called a crazy bastard by the crowd. and by Vampiro. They calls him, just calls him that name right offhand. And he's got a t-shirt that he's selling. So that's going to be a good one. But it's 4 weeks in a row, Ultima Lucha 3, Lucha Underground. It's Lucha, just incredible. Now, a little bit about ROH. We talked a little bit about it before. They had their Death Before Dishonor in Las Vegas. The Kingdom took on the Briscoes and Bubba Ray. The winner of that match would go against the Young Bucks and Adam Page for the six-man title later that night. The Briscoes and Bully Ray won. There was some friction between Jay and Bully at that point. The Young Bucks and Hangman Adam Page versus Bully Ray and the Briscoes, that saw a lot of craziness coming in for that six-man match. And at the very end, after they win, Jay Briscoe says that he and his brother are a better tag team without Bully Ray, turns heel and turns on Bully Ray. And that's where reportedly, now I don't think this was a work because there's just been too much out about it, that the table went into Bully's face, Bubba Ray's face, and there's some sort of injury in his head or his face that doctors are saying that it might be time to hang it up. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it was very, very...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wild. Then Kenny King took on Kushida for the TV title. Kenny from Las Vegas, they had him win. He celebrated in the ring with his daughter. The last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young. Love me some Silas Young. I love his character. Took on another one of my favorites in Jay Lethal in a last man standing match. Shocked. Silas Young won that match.
Oh, wow.
I thought Jay Lethal was going to win it because he's, quote, the bigger star, but it was Silas Young. Motor City Machine Guns beat the Young Bucks for the ROH title. In the match, Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels came out and interfered on both teams. Then both teams beat up on Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. They're kind of like the outsiders now. So, and then for the ROH title, Cody versus Suzuki. Cody tried to get Suzuki to kiss his Ring of Honor, and he bit him.
Yeah, what'd it do?
He just bit him. He bit him. And Cody had a beautiful disaster. He kicked out of it, and finally a crossroads. Cody wins by pinfall, and he is still your ROH champion. And reports are indicating that Cody has signed with ROH.
Well, nicely done. Lucha Underground ROH update there from Dave Dent. Again, Dante Fox, kill shot.
Oh.
Got to YouTube it and got to watch it.
Incredible match.
Coming back, we'll put a pretty bow on this. We'll wrap it up with a little bit of news and rumors. Dave Denton, Zane Pearson, I'm AJ Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
It's been a good show. It's been a great show. We recap No Mercy, talked and reviewed, well, not reviewed, but previewed Hell in a Cell and what could come ahead for that. Zane Pearson gave us a little bit of good TNA impact talk. That was great. Always having Chris Evans, who had some great jobs, by the way. So good stuff all the way around. We're going to wrap it up with a little bit of news and rumors. First of all, Dave, Matt Hardy, or excuse me, Jeff Hardy, injury.
Yeah, evidently during a match on Raw 2 weeks ago, and we're recording this on the 28th, something happened. I noticed while I was watching the match that he started holding his shoulder. He's going to have shoulder surgery. It looks like a rotator cuff and a torn labrum. So he's going to be out for quite a while, and that's really bad for the Hardys because they were getting ready to have Matt go in this broken gimmick. I think they can still do it, so it just have to be without Jeff. And Jeff does say that he'll still appear, but he can't be in the ring. So he might do commentating. He might come out with his brother, you know, both of them be broken and maybe do a little spot as a heel. You know, so it's still cool.
Cesaro will get surgery on that bad bump that he took. Again, his at No Mercy being flipped to the top of the rope, if you will, I guess, or catapult. His face hit the post instead of the darn turnbuckle. Knocked two of his teeth out. He got some stitches. Again, you can find that video on our Twitter page at Turnbuckle Trash. He just gets up and goes again. By the way, he was at Raw.
Yes, he was.
That's awesome.
He didn't open his mouth, but he was at Raw. So,
special anniversary. Dave. For a very great movie.
One of the best. And
for a number of reasons.
Yeah, for a number of reasons. Comedy, romance, and wrestling. Combined, 30 years ago this week, The Princess Bride premiered. And one of the stars was the great Andre the Giant. Now, the actor who played Wesley was Cary Elwes, I think, I can't remember how to pronounce his name. But it was very well known that Andre was in a lot of pain, didn't like to use painkillers, and he did use alcohol to numb the pain. Listen to Cary talk about, and listen to how reverently he talks about Andre the Giant.
He was due to have an operation before the movie, but he postponed it for our film. And his doctor didn't know what painkiller. I mean, what painkiller do you give? How much do you give a giant? And so they said, you know, what do you usually do for pain? And he said, well, I take a few drinks, yeah, you know. So he was medicating himself, and he was an enormous amount of pain. He never grumbled. He never made a fuss about it. He never, and by the way, as much as he drank, he never missed a line. He never didn't hit a mark.
Fezzi, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah!
Inconceivable!
That's unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal. But you know what? And by the way, the stars in that show are unreal. Robin Wright, by the way, who also starred in Forrest Gump and in House of Cards.
Mrs. Sean Penn.
She's incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible actress. Talks about her love and admiration for Andre the Giant and just the kind of human being he was. So for when he did pass away, it just broke the hearts of those writers, actors, actresses, and all everyone who was a part of that film to be around him.
So I just thought that would be a great way to wrap up our discussion in Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, Dave, that's another show coming gone. That was great stuff.
It's a long one, but we had a lot of
to talk about, man. And again, we'll continue to give you the recaps and load ups from Raw and SmackDown that all turn into Hell in a Cell. We'll see how that goes and how that pans out, what matches we'll have. And we'll preview those matches, give our predictions as we always do. Again, we're fans, not experts, not professionals, just fans, just like you are who are listening.
But we're dang good fans, and we know everything there is to know about this professional wrestling game.
Hey, and so are you, listeners. So special thanks to our listeners for listening to us again. If you want to follow us, go on our Twitter page at Turnbuckle Trash. On Facebook, we are Turnbuckle Trash. Thoughts, comments, concerns, questions, you want to talk about matches, let's do it. You got, I would love to hear it from you. And then we can recap it here on our next podcast. For Zane Peterson, David Detton, I'm AJ Salveson. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Every time they get some traction, something happens, and it's like two steps forward and four steps backwards.
Juice, if you spoil no mercy for me, I'm going to be so mad at you. Or do we keep trying to polish this turd?
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.